mind, one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Show, Empowering Women series. Good evening, Akina. How are you tonight?
I am great. How about yourself, Jessica?
I am doing amazing, and I am just so excited. We are talking about one of our favorite topics, and our listeners, we know this is one of your favorite topics because the last time we talked about this, this is our most downloaded show yet. Tonight we have on a special guest. Actually, the second time that my good friend Sherry Manhold is making an appearance on our show, she joined us on one of our Sunday night calls teaching about the law of attraction, and we just loved to have her on so much we invited her back for our Empowering Women series. Sherry Manhold is an empowerment coach. She's the leader of Totally Inspired Living Tribe. I attended initially one of her hangouts, just fell in love with her teaching, and knew that we had to connect and bring her on the show. So, Sherry, welcome back to the show. It's wonderful to have you on again.
Thank you so much. I'm really grateful to be back and excited about the conversation today. I do just want to say that the Totally Inspired Living Tribe, you know, there are, you know, five or six of us women that get together every Monday night, and we do a hangout, and I'm not a leader. I'm just grateful to be along with the rest of the inspiring people there, and we're just, you know, the faces of an entire tribe, an entire community of people empowering one another, so really grateful to be part of that.
Yeah, it's an awesome, awesome group of women, and, you know, for everyone on this call, obviously you're on this call because you're a woman who said, I want my life to be different, I want to be empowered, I want to really create something wonderful for my life, but you know what, we love our calls, we love our listeners, and we like to also share generously, and that is certainly a resource that I use, I know Akina uses, we both regularly attend your hangouts on Monday nights, and we love learning from you, so you know, on the topic of learning from you, let's get right into tonight's call. My absolute favorite topic to talk about, living into your purpose. Tonight we're talking about the power of purpose. And, you know, we talked before, you know, we had the pleasure of kind of warming up with you and speaking with you before the show. And you said you have a little bit different take on purpose, and I can't wait to hear what that is.
Well, when I talk with my clients, what often comes up is I'm looking for my purpose. If I could just find my purpose, then I could get on with living my life where I could be happy. And what if there is no one purpose? What if your purpose is whatever you choose it to be? What if your purpose here is just to evolve and to grow? So here's what happens. I'm always looking at the places where we create limitation in our lives. Because as soon as we can get out of the judgment and out of the limitation, then we can choose something bigger and bigger and bigger. That's the real purpose here, to expand and expand and expand and to grow and to learn. Now, what happens is if we are coming from the point of view that I have a purpose, I have a specific purpose that's been assigned to me here, we have to be, by its very nature, in constant judgment of ourselves about, oh my gosh, am I on my purpose? I haven't found my purpose. What am I going to do? Where is my purpose? What is, you know? And then if we finally find something that we like and we think, oh, this must be my purpose. This feels really good. This feels great. I really like my purpose. Now, if only I would have found my purpose sooner, I would have been so much further along in my purpose. And you go along, and then suddenly it doesn't feel so good. And then there's more judgment about, oh, I must have picked the wrong purpose. That over there looks like my purpose, and now you beat yourself up because you've been on the wrong purpose all of these years. I see that over and over and over again, and it's across cities that I've been to, it's across classes that I've held, and it's, you know, been prevalent in a lot of my one-on-one coaching sessions as well. It's like this idea that we've been indoctrinated with that if you could just find your purpose, that's your ticket to happiness. Does that sound familiar to anybody?
Yeah, absolutely. I know for myself, I went on this really soul search of like, well, what is my purpose? Why was I born? Like, why was I created? And initially, like you said, I thought that, you know, I had to discover a purpose someone else gave me. You know, I'm a Christian. I believe in God. And a lot of times people, you know, who get, they get confused thinking that you know, God gave them a very specific mission to do in life, or that, you know, whether or not you believe in God, that they have something that the universe is just designed for them to do, and it's their sole goal to live into that purpose. Well, you know what? That's not really true. You know, it's good to have a purpose, and it's good to have an aim and a goal, but really our purpose is whatever we want it to be. You know, when we are very powerful, we are creators, and we are endowed with this extraordinary gift to be able to create anything that we want with our lives. You know, we get to choose our purpose. And that it's not about finding a purpose. You know, it's not about discovering a purpose. It's about creating a purpose. Would you agree with that?
I would totally agree with that. And that's what I call the difference between having a purpose and being on purpose.
I like that. Yeah.
Right? I don't believe that we are assigned a particular task to do. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that we don't have a theme that we want to explore, but how we explore that, you know, we've got an infinite number of ways that we can do that. Then it just becomes a choice about, okay, how am I going to explore that? Because we can explore the light sides of that, we can explore the dark sides of that, we can change directions, we can choose something different, but if we believe that we have to be doing one particular thing, what happens if you, A, don't know what your purpose is, or B, you're doing what you think it is, but it's no longer enjoyable and fun for you?
Yeah.
Neither one actually sounds like a fun place.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's something actually, I have it posted on my Facebook right now. I posted this earlier today. And it says, there's no time like the present, and there's no present greater than time. And, you know, right now we have to live in the present. You know, and this is our purpose. When you're acting with intention, and I like how you said that being in your purpose means that you're on purpose. You know, when you're acting with intention, when you're choosing what you do, you're choosing what you create, when you're not just responding, you know, kind of from that ego place of just, you know, that reactionary emotions and things that are out of your control. When you're acting with intention and you're creating what it is you want to do, well, that's really what it is, being in the purpose. And it is all about the present, because it's like Sherry said, if you're judging yourself for maybe not having been in your purpose in the past, or you're worried about discovering and looking for your purpose in the future, you know, that's all in the future. But what about right now? You know, as long as you're looking backwards or you're looking forwards, you're not actually being in your purpose. That requires actually living in the moment, and it will always be in the future. And if you're looking to discover something, well, you're always going to look to discover something, because it's not something you can just find. It's something you have to create. You know, it isn't like losing your keys, where if you keep looking for them, you'll find them and the search will be over. You know, life is a constant creation of the reason we're here. We get to decide why we're here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. And I was just going to say that, you know, there's something very similar. I think that our presence in this present moment is what creates our purpose. I think if we're in this place of worry, we're in this place of the past. If we're in this place of fear, we're in the future. We're not in this present moment at all. And when we can be fully present in this moment, I think purpose almost becomes irrelevant. Because everything you've ever been and everything you will be culminates in this one moment right now, and this is your only moment of power. This is your power to then create what comes next, to choose what comes
absolutely.
Next.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, like you said, when, you know, purpose can either serve us or it can be something that hinders us. Now, I do believe that finding creating, right, and living into a purpose can be very, very powerful. It can be something that just gives you this extraordinary, like, kind of creationary power, because you become very focused, right? When you're trying to do something, when you have a goal you're trying to achieve, you become very focused. And I often like to use the analogy of myself running a marathon, right? When I'm at mile 20 and I have nothing left to give, and every step I take, you know, every step hurts, I'm tired and I'm out of breath and my muscles are worn and I'm cold and sweaty all at the same time. And my purpose is to cross the finish line. It's a definite goal. And if I lose sight of that focus, of that purpose, of what I'm doing, I have to remember I'm running a marathon. You know, that's a very powerful motivator. The second, you know, my mind is no longer wandering. And, you know, for runners, oftentimes we'll listen to music or we'll listen to podcasts or, you know, we're thinking about our day. When your body has that physical breakdown of doing such an extreme endurance event, you know, you stop thinking about everything else. And, you know, you can really apply that to life, because in life when everything's going very well, you know, when you're making a copious amount of money and no one's sick in your family and everything's wonderful, the economy's great, you know, you might just be doing what you're doing every day and all of a sudden, you know, and life is wonderful and it's not hard, but there's always going to be something at some point for everyone where life gets hard. Something gets in the way. A family member gets sick. Maybe you get a diagnosis of an illness. You know, maybe financially you lose your job or you're struggling or something happens in your community that causes chaos. Well, that's when it becomes very powerful to have been creating a purpose. You know, not just going through your day haphazardly and aimlessly, but actually intentionally knowing that you're working towards a goal. And Akina, I know this is something that you speak about all the time very powerfully on really why you have to be constantly intentional and really focused, so that when, you know, it hits the fan, you still have a guide, you still have that beacon of light, that lighthouse that you're going towards. So I know, Akina, you know, what can you say about that?
Oh, it's very important to be focused. I mean, when you have a goal, you need to make sure that, you know, all stops point there. That's the point of your purpose. If you know where you are and you know what you're supposed to do, then be that. If you're trying to learn and you have an idea, then go in the direction of the area you think you're going to be, and eventually you'll fall into that, into your perfect path. I mean, now, as you both have said, there are times when your purpose does shift. There are people who have many different purposes. There are some people who may never find their purpose. But the point is that you never stop looking. Have that focus. And while you're on the line, you'll achieve many great things.
Yeah. Now, Sherry, it seems like we are all kind of in agreement, right, that purpose can either be good, I mean, it can be very good, and there's a very good aspect of purpose, but it can also get in your way. So how is it that people can choose today, after listening to this call, to create a purpose, to really choose a purpose, and have it something that empowers them rather than something that disempowers them?
That's a great question. And one of the places I always start is, what is it that you're really wanting to create? What is it that you're really after? Because often people talk about purpose, but it's, what does purpose mean to them? What do they think that they're going to get if they find their purpose? What is it that they're really looking for? And quite often, it's a sense of contribution, a sense of connection, a sense of focus, a sense of passion, a sense of belonging, like whatever that is for you. But it's like, okay, if you found your purpose, even if you don't know what it is, if you found your purpose, what would that mean to you? What would that get you that you don't have right now?
Yeah, that's really powerful. I like how you're talking about that. For me, purpose is really figuring out what excites you. You know, like, what excites you? If you could wake up tomorrow and you can do anything that you want, time was not an issue, money was not an issue, what would you be doing? And, you know, for me, some people will always keep that to be in the future. They'll always keep that to be a dream. Well, I believe very sincerely, as I know you do, Akina, and I know you do, Sherry, and really probably most of the women listening onto this call, you know, we believe that we can create our life by design. We believe that we have the ability to manifest anything and everything that we want in life. I know that one day I will wake up and I will be able to do anything and everything that I want for the rest of my life. And for me, that's my purpose, to create that. And the great part about it is that what everyone wants to do looks different. And that's where we can really come from this abundance mentality and this abundance place and saying, listen, like my purpose is to create this, but it goes a little bit beyond further because it's not about being selfish. It's not only about what I want, but it's about how to help other women create their purpose too. Because at the end of the day, you know, I firmly believe that if we're not in contribution, and this is where our purpose comes in, if we're not in contribution, if we're living only for ourselves, we're really saying that our lives just don't matter. Because then what? So, you know, for women on this call that are saying my purpose is to get something, well, when you get it, then what? You know, if you're living only for yourself, well, when you get all the things you want, then what? You know, there's always going to be something else that you want. You're never going to be fulfilled. And that's where really finding or creating a purpose comes in, is to look beyond yourself and to create what it is that you want, but to empower other people on your way and to use this idea of a purpose or passion or vision of what your world looks like for not only yourself but others as that driving force that really ignites and propels you as a powerful creator. And when you find that, you know, when you're on that goal, when you're living in your purpose from that respect, the universe just conspires with you to make your dreams come true. You'll notice that all of a sudden people will show up, things will show up, resources will show up that will help you along your way. And you'll start to see that things that you only thought, you know, were a dream, things you never thought you could possibly be doing, they become your reality, and you help others to make their dreams part of their reality. So for me, that is what a purpose is all about.
Absolutely. I would agree. Absolutely. And I use slightly different language sometimes. Like when I talk about purpose, I'm really just talking from the point of view of this overarching theme of my life. Like, what is it that I'm creating? I think of it slightly differently than I do specific goals, because when I'm dealing with specific goals, like a specific target that I want to achieve, I get laser focused. When I'm talking about my purpose, I'm getting unfocused a little bit in that I try to stay out of conclusion of it. And by that, I mean, I just ask a lot of questions around what's expansive. So even when things look on the outside like they're falling apart, if I get really clear within myself, it's like, oh, is this the change that I've been asking for? Is this leading me in the direction of what I'm here to create? And it's always yes. So even if things look like they're chaos for a minute, it's usually because it's the change that you've really been asking for, and it never shows up like we think it's going to.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you have to be, you know, and a lot of, it's interesting, I heard someone say this actually earlier today. I was listening to a podcast, and they said, you know, when you make a prayer or when you pray, you need to be willing and wanting to hear the answer. Because so many of us will, you know, ask for something, whether or not it's praying to God or just asking the universe or just setting declarations or intentions. And when the things come into our lives that come in to enable us, it may not be what we thought it was supposed to look like, so we ignore it. And we continue pressing forward. You know, I like to kind of use the analogy or the phrase I have learned before is to stand your vision, not your ground. You know, your vision, your purpose is what you want your life to look like. And your ground may be those little goals that help you get there. And there's times when your goals need to change. Either they're not working or something different has happened, right? Maybe there was a huge change in the world, in politics or in the economy, or maybe you had a change in your life. Maybe you had a child or a new relationship has come into play. And all of a sudden, you need to change what it looks like, but you don't necessarily change your vision. So a changing minds online, you know, our vision is that all women are inspired and empowered to create the life of their dreams. But Akeen and I are constantly coming up with new ideas on how to make that possible. We have the podcast for you. We started off with a Sunday night call. And then, you know what, we realized women want an empowerment call. So we brought in our women's empowerment series. And now we're creating books, and now we're creating webinars, and we're constantly looking and evaluating on, hey, how do we make our purpose, which is our vision, like Sherry, you're saying, the overall goal, what we want our lives to look like, how do we make that come true? And you're right. It is about being expressed. expansive in being open, because when you're not open, you can't receive. In order to be, you know, in order to be abundant, in order to be able to receive, you have to be willing to change. You have to be flexible.
Yeah, and you have to be willing to hear the answers that you've been asking for. I know for myself, there have been times in my life where I know that I've stayed in jobs too long, and I knew that I stayed in relationships too long. Like they had, you know, they had gone past their expiration date, and yet I was still trying to make them work, and I was still trying to make them into this vision of what I wanted them to be. And that's not what they were. So it's about being willing to be present with what is, so that you can make a new choice, like recognizing that everything that we choose just has value in the moment that we choose it. 2 minutes later, I can make a different choice if it's warranted. And I don't know about you, but I kind of grew up in this era of you make a choice and you stay with it. So if I chose a purpose or I chose a partner or I chose a job, I just needed to make that work, when it's not necessarily the thing that is going to work long term. It may have just been for that time.
Yes.
That makes
sense. That makes perfect sense. Now, I have been listening to what you just said, and I know I like your approach to the purpose. Now, what happens to people that you're counseling that are used to being the one that just starts something and finishes it, starts some and sticks to it? How do you change their mindset so that they can feel okay to go ahead and try something new?
Well, if that works for them, I would have no desire to change their mind. Like, really, I'm all about you designing your life your way. And if it works for you to have one specific target, one specific goal, and to go headlong after that, then do that. But what I would encourage people to do is to open up your awareness by asking questions. And when I was a little girl, I would ask questions all the time. And I was not actually asking questions because I was looking for a specific answer. I was asking questions because the exploration and the wonder and the curiosity just made the whole creation process bigger and bigger and bigger. And things got created out of that that were way bigger than anything that I could have imagined. So I am a big proponent, always have been, always will be, of asking a lot of questions without going into a finite conclusion. It's like, I wonder what would be different if I chose this, and just kind of feel into that for a minute. I wonder what this would create in my life. I wonder how many more possibilities this would open up. Like, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. None of us are, you know, mind readers. We don't have crystal balls, and there's way too many variables at play, and, you know, really it would take all the fun out of it if we knew everything. So I just encourage people to ask a lot of questions. Like, what would you, you know, if people are going into conclusion a lot, like they've already decided based on their past what something is going to be or has to be or has to look like, you know, one of the questions I ask them is, how much have you limited your life by going into conclusion about what you think it needs to be or what it has been or what it ought to be? Like, what have you already decided about your relationships that may or may not be true? What have you already decided about your body that probably isn't true? Because most of the things that we believe about our bodies are things that we bought into from other people. They're judgments of society. Like, they don't even come from us. You know, what do you believe about your emotions? Because emotions are just energy in motion. And the only difference between this one, this piece of energy, and this piece of energy is the story that I've attached to it. It's the judgment that I've attached to it. Well, how did I learn that this vibration is joy and this vibration is sadness and this vibration is grief? And how does that differ from somebody else's? So really, for me, it's just about staying open in the question. Be willing to question everything that you believe you know about yourself. And the thing that I do find is that those places where you think you have it all figured out are usually your points of your greatest limitation, because they're the points that we no longer even question because we've quote-unquote figured it all out already. So we stop looking.
Wow. Sherry, you just opened up a huge door for many listeners today. There's a lot of people out there who are stuck in that rut that they believe that they already have it figured out and have cut off the questions. But you just opened the door to say, it's okay to dream, it's okay to explore, it's okay to do, and it's okay if your first time wasn't right. There's other chances. I love
it. It's
that.
Okay to change your mind. It's okay to change your mind. You could have been walking down a particular path for 40 years, and you have permission to change your mind. Choose again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Choose again.
No matter who you are, you know, we want you to know that it's never too late and it's never too early to decide to do something different with your life. You know, myself, I love what I do, but I've decided that it's time to create something different, and that's where this company is born from. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're in your senior years. You know, people are doing things all the time and changing the world all the time. And, you know, you get to pick what your purpose is. And like Sherry said, you can change your mind every day if you want to. So, you know what? I think it's wonderful to create and to have a purpose. But don't let that purpose be something that's tying you to something you no longer want. Look at your life, evaluate it, and say, am I happy? Am I truly happy? Do I love getting out of bed? Am I excited about what I'm doing now? And am I excited about what my life's going to look like tomorrow because of what I'm doing today? And if your answer is no, pick a different purpose. It's okay. And, you know, like Akina said, there's people on this call. There are some people on this call who think that they're required to finish it just because they started it. They think that they're going to be a failure if they give up. You know what? If you want to start what you finished, then go for it. But if you're one of those people who says, I really just don't want to finish this, I don't know why I started this, you don't have to. You get to choose. You get to say today, you know what? I'm done. Move on, because you can't be happy if you continue doing what makes you unhappy. And you're not going to grow if you don't try something new. So, yeah. Sherry, if there's anything you wanted to leave, I know we could talk forever. When you and Akina and I get on the phone, we can be talking until 10:30. But it is right about the time we wrap up our call. So if there is one thing you can leave our listeners with tonight, what would it be?
I'd want people to know how magnificent they are and that they can't get this wrong. They can't get their life wrong, and their evolution is never done. So be gentle with yourself. See your eyes with the gentleness of a child, through the eyes of gratitude for everything that you've done, everything that you've been, and everything that you will do. And this moment, this very moment, is your moment of power. It's always your moment of power, not in the past, not in the future, right now.
Absolutely, and what a beautiful way to end our call. Akina, I know that you like to leave our listeners with some tips on where they can find some of our other podcasts. Would you like to just let them know tonight?
Sure. If something that Sherry has said tonight has touched you, then you can find our show at, of course, Change Your Minds Online in the archive section. And then, of course, we're on iTunes, TuneIn, YouTube, Stitcher, and Podomatic.
Beautiful. Absolutely. And look out in the next week or two, we're going to have a brand new book coming out called The 90-Day Affirmation and Gratitude Journal. So look out for that. We have something wonderful planned in store for you. And Sherry, if anyone wants to get in touch with you, can you just let them know how to do so?
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook at Sherry Manholt or www.sherrymanholt.com.
Awesome, guys. Well, Sherry, thank you so much for sharing with us so generously. It's always a pleasure to speak with you and an honor to have you on our show.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, everyone. God bless and have a great night. Good evening, Akina.
Good evening, Jessica, and good evening, everyone.